The Great Resignation, the phenomenon of a lot of people during the pandemic deciding to leave their jobs because they were burnt out, or they decided they didn't like their jobs anymore, or they found a better job, or they went back to school, or they moved to another country and they found a job where they could do remote work. There's a whole myriad of reasons that people resigned during COVID-19, and even now as we try to recover. And the question is, what is going on right now in Canada? And this has been a big thing in the United States. But as one economist was writing in the Globe and Mail, what we're seeing right now is a different kind of great resignation, which is essentially a wave of early retirements. And this piece in the Globe was pointing out that there's been an exodus among the 55 plus population, that we're seeing more people that are leaving before the traditional age of 65, which was traditionally seen as the retirement age. What is going on here? Is this something substantial? Is this just a marker of the pandemic in some way and it's about to shift? Moshe Lander joins us, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Hello.
What do you make of this?
Well, I don't think it's speaking to either you or I. I think we're still a few years away from this period. But
I'm decades on this end of the mic. I'm 31, so retirement is not even in my vocabulary, Moshe.
Yeah, and my savings account says that I'm also decades away as well. So, I think what's happening, though, is that people in their 50s and 60s are realizing that, you know what? They have enough to live on. They bought early enough in the housing market, right? If they're in their mid-50s now, they bought, say, turn of the century, and they probably made out pretty well on their home, that, you know, they realize that maybe they have enough assets that they can pitch it in. And I think that's partly a residual effect of COVID, too, that if not now, when?
That was the other thing I was wondering is this going to be a temporary great resignation, 55 plus, or is it like some people who are younger who then regret leaving their jobs and want to go back into the industry? I wonder if some of these people go into early retirement and then second guess it and come back.
Yeah, I mean, they might come back. I think the greatest driver of what makes you come back is either you need to find a purpose when you retire that gets you up in the morning, or you need to make sure that your bank account is good enough that you don't need to find that purpose, right? So if either one of those things goes sideways, then yeah, you could imagine that people might come back at some later point. But the great thing is now that the structure of the economy is much less reliant on farming and manufacturing. So you know what? People in their 50s still have their wits about them. They have their brains. They have years and years of intelligence locked up in their head from how to deal with clients and suppliers and things like that. And you know what? They should be able to come back much easier than somebody who decides that they don't want to work at the factory anymore and then realize that, oops, they need money, but their physical skills have eroded.
When you talked about your savings account, that got me thinking. I actually do wonder how many people are on the verge. So let's say maybe they're 50 or they're a little bit younger in a couple of years, might want to early retire, but are not able to because they didn't buy in at the right time and they don't have the money.
That's unfortunately the nature of the business cycle, right? You know, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. And it's one of those things that, you know, the ones that I really feel sorry for are the people who were, you know, planning in the next 2 years to pack it in and were basing it on what they were seeing in the previous decade of just continuous gains in the stock market and then realized, oh no. You know, that type of succession planning, even within businesses, can be a problem too, right? Because if you go to the boss and say, hey, my medium to long-term plan is I'm not going to be working at this popsicle stand in the next 2 years. If they start looking for a replacement for you, this could start posing a problem logistically for them too. So it is an unfortunate situation. And this does happen about once a decade because, you know, stock markets go up and then they go down, and it's always going to pinch those people right at the moment that they're thinking they're safely out and realizing that I need to rethink this.
Moshe Lander, thanks so much.
Anytime.
Moshe Lander, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University.